Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our host, Apostle Etta Banks, and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And for the time being, the pastor of New Vision for Life Ministry. I truly thank God so much for the opportunity to meet with you again this marvelous, wonderful day. And of course, you know that we have with us today our beloved co-host, a spiritual daughter of mine, my confidant, friend, Jesus, help me, why am I at a loss of words today? I think I probably used every adjective in the dictionary to describe this woman of God. You know, Bible-believing, God-fearing, God-loving, a leader in the body of Christ, a teacher, an intercessor, prayer warrior, one that believes in deliverance and healing. You know, the list just goes on and on. And for those of you that have been with us for years now, those of you, you probably got some adjectives of your own that you could use to describe the woman of God. So I'd like to say good morning to none other than my co-host, Minister Tabika Garnes. Good morning, precious heart.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, beautiful. Thank you again so much for all the adjectives, the accolades. And again, I say that I got a lot of that from watching you. So do know that you are an awesome, God-fearing leader. And so, you know, I just thank God for even allowing me to sit under your leadership. You know, it's awesome when you can trust your leader. Some people can't trust their leaders because of whatever else they have that's going on in their life that's not like God. So, you know, they can't really trust their leader, but I can say that I trust you. I trust the God in you. I trust your leadership. I trust where you're taking us. So that part, I have no issue, you know, with following you. I have no issue with following you because I know you're not going to follow me down the wrong path. You're not going to lead me down the wrong path. So God be the glory for that.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. I tell you, and you know, it's something when you do hear people saying these things about you, and you know, you realize that people are watching you no matter what. You know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, they're forever watching you, and one must really die to self in order to live a God-fearing life, because you do have people watching you. You know, but we're not doing anything more than what God has required of us. He's required us to die to self. And none of us are perfect. And that's another beautiful thing in the right type of relationship. None of us are perfect. We are being perfected every single day. Every day that God allows us to be here on this earth, He's given us the opportunity to surrender and submit unto His will and His way. And as the Holy Spirit is perfecting us so that we can be more like Jesus, for when He comes, we can be more and more like Him. And not an easy walk, but it is a doable walk. It is one that we can do. And so again, to God be all the glory and the honor. Well, good morning to my beloved, faithful followers. And when I say my, in this case, that's our beloved, faithful followers. And I know there are many of you that are faithful But we don't know your names and numbers and so forth and so on. And even the numbers that we do know, we don't list every single person that we know that's on here. Just all of you, please know that we do love you. We care for you. We admire you. We thank God for you. And you are what helps to make heart to heart what it is, what it is. In the meantime, we want to say good morning to Tamika Shelton. Good morning to you, beloved, as always. Another daughter in the Lord and the one who started me here on the radio. So good morning to you, precious. And then her dear, loving parents, Joyce and Lester Richardson, good morning to you, the longest listeners that we've had here on Heart to Heart. And there is Prophetess Kim and Prophetess Dorn and Isaiah in Pennsylvania and Rob in Isaiah's in Chicago, Rob is in Pennsylvania, praise God. Good morning to you, good morning to you. Good morning to Deacon Thomas Farr. God bless you, man of God, God bless you. Always glad to see you when you are with us on the air. Good morning to all of the members from, wait a minute, let me say good morning to Nikki too, one of the members here in the building that is in our women's Bible study and a member of New Vision and one that comes in and listens to us on the show. I would like to acknowledge her, and we want to keep her and Joyce in New York. We want to keep those two people specifically in prayer this morning. Joyce has COVID, and we want to lift her up before the Lord. And with Nikki, too, she has a brother that is in the hospital, and the prognosis has not been good. But we are still trusting God. The man is in God's hand. He is saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit. So we are truly thankful for that. We are thankful for that. And, you know, to the rest of you listeners and the members of New Vision for Life, to the rest of you, again, good morning to you all. Thank you so much for joining in with us today and every Saturday. Thank you so much. You mean the world to us. Minister Tabika, darling, it is in your hands, honey.
Amen. Amen. Glory, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Glory, glory, glory.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. There is none like you, Father God. There is none like you, God. We praise you, Lord God. We love you. We honor you. We bless you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord.
Yes.
This is a beautiful day. This is a beautiful day.
Yes.
No matter what the
yes.
weather looks like outside, this is a beautiful day because we are alive. He spared our lives. He allowed us to wake up this morning. You know, we have the working of our functions. And so, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, and forgive us because sometimes we take the small things for granted. Like we just take for granted that when we wake up, we're going to be able to see, we're going to be able to hear, we're going to be able to talk and walk and think and breathe and all those things. So, Lord God, forgive us, Lord God, for beginning to say thank you for the little things. In the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being loving. Thank you, Lord God, for all things that you have done. Lord God, we know that you are working things out in our lives, even if we don't understand it, even if we don't see it. Lord God, we walk by faith and not by sight. And so, Father, we just say thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing. We thank you in advance for prayers being answered in the name of Jesus, oh God. And, Lord, we even say thank you for even when that prayer is answered and is not the way we wanted it to go. Lord, we know that you are in control and that you hold our lives in your hands. And although there are things that we want in life, they may not agree with the plan for our lives, oh God. And so, Lord, we just thank you for protecting us from things seen and unseen, Lord God. Things that we think are good for us may not be good for us, and there are times when you block it because you know that. And so, Father, thank you so much, Lord God, for being just an awesome and loving Father, the way that you love on us, the way that you care for us, the way that you take care of us in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for just your promises. Thank you, Lord, for your unconditional love, Lord God. Thank you for all the things that you are doing in our lives, even right now. Thank you for being the same God yesterday, today, and forever, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God,
thank
that your
you,
promises
Jesus.
Are yes and amen. And thank you, Lord, that those promises shall never return unto you void, God. So we keep our eyes on you, Lord God, not on the things of the world, not on what other people may be doing or not doing. But, God, help us to keep our eyes on you so that we won't get distracted and that we won't lose focus on what it is that you have told us to do, Lord God. And so, Father, we just thank you for every person that is listening right now, Lord God. We thank you for those that will come back and listen to the replay, oh, Lord God. We thank you for their families, Lord God, as you pour into them, Lord God, as you give us the strength, Lord God, to minister and witness unto others who don't know you. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, as we plant those seeds, Lord God, and maybe somebody else will water them, and, Lord, then you will take care. You will take care of the harvest. You will bring those things to pass in the name of Jesus, oh, God. And so, Lord, again, we say thank you. We lift up Ms. Joyce in New York, Lord God. We ask that you touch her body in the name of Jesus, and by your stripes, she is healed. By your stripes, she is healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh God. Now let the manifestation of her healing flow through her body even now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We rejoice right now in her healing in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We lift up Nikki Two's brother, Lord, that you would touch his body, Lord God, that you would heal. By your stripes, he is healed. No matter what the prognosis is, no matter what the doctors say, Lord God, by your stripes, he is healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, so just let your healing just flow through his body even now. Lord God, let the doctors be amazed of his recovery and his supernatural healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let his healing be a witness unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, although we have doctors, Lord God, you are the number one doctor. You are the chief doctor. You can do what doctors cannot do, Lord God, and we just asking, oh God, that you do what the doctors cannot do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. Lord, we just thank you, and we pray for anybody else on listening right now, Lord God, that may be under infirmity, Lord God, who they may know somebody whose body is not working according to the way you designed it to work. God, we lift each and every person up to you, Lord God, and we say by your stripes they are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Again, we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight, and that means that although we may physically see what somebody's body is going through, Lord God, we shall not be moved by what we see, God. We shall listen to the word of the Lord, and you said that we are healed. Lord God, you said that they are healed in the name of Jesus, oh God. And so that's what we listen to, and that's what we believe in the name of Jesus, oh God. And no matter what tries to rise up in front of us to cause us not to believe those things, Lord God, we shall believe the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you right now, Lord God. We honor you and we bless you, Lord. We thank you for the testimonies of your people, Lord God. We thank you for those that will share, Lord God, how you healed them, how you touched them, Lord God, how you changed their lives in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, let our mouths be for you and not against you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. He is marvelous, magnificent. He's wonderful. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. He's the love of our lives. He's our sanctification, our righteousness. He's our peace,
Lord,
in the midst of the storm. He is forever with us, promise keeper, light in our darkness. Praise be unto God.
Yes, Lord.
He is magnificent. I used to have the people go through the alphabet, A, B, C, D, and each one of those letters, come up with an attribute of God, you know, because he's everything. He fits completely in the entire alphabet, right down to Z. He's zealous about us, you know. So
yeah.
So do that in your own time and your practice of when you are giving God accolades for who he is, and you may need to be reminded of who he is. Just say the ABCs and come up with something. You start with A, he's Abba Father, praise be unto God, he's Abba, you know, and then go on with the B and C and so forth and so on. And you'd be surprised that you can come up with at least 26 attributes that God is. And he is. He is I am. He is I am. And he's everything that we need. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto
Thank
God.
You.
Amen. 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 Well, listen, last week we talked on the benefits of being single. And I'm telling you, I got calls and text messages and emails, you know, about that from men and women of God who heard the show. They had shared it also with other people, and they were moved by it. People that were questioning, well, should I even desire to be married? And or who acknowledged from the teaching that that there are some things within themselves that they know that needs to be corrected, healed, whatever the case may be, before they could be a good mate to someone else. So we thank God, you know, that teaching blessed as many people as it did. Again, saints of God, remember here on Heart to Heart, on Blog Talk, you can go back to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/ Apostle, is it Apostle Banks, Apostle Etta? I don't know which what it is.
It's
right
Apostle
now.
Etta Banks.
Apostle Etta Banks, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back and you can listen to any of the shows that we've had, because all of them are archived. They're recorded and archived, and they are there for you to listen to, because you don't catch everything, you know, immediately sometimes the first time you hear it. So sometimes it takes you listening to it twice before you absolutely get it, you know, but we encourage you to go back and listen. Also, remember, saints of God, that if you want to share in the discussion that we're having today and any Saturday, all you have to do is press 1 on your keypad. You press 1 on your keypad, that lets us know you wish to share, and we definitely invite you to do so. And the reason for that is because this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Praise be unto God. And I again just want to say once again, I said it already, but saying good morning to Deacon Thomas Farr, always a precious voice to hear here on Heart to Heart, a person that helped to save me in many, many, many conversations. He always adds on to whatever it is we're speaking about. He's also the host on Issues, Christian Men Talk, Christian Men Talk. And so if Heart to Heart wasn't the number one radio show on Blog Talk, Issues Christian Men Talk with Deacon Thomas Farr would be the number one. good morning to you, beloved. Good morning to you. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, it's good to see our friends here. It's good to see our friends. Ooh, well, today, we are going to be holding a discussion, which is going to be started off by Minister Tabika Garnes, but we're going to hold a discussion about what we believe about people and being made in the image of God, et cetera, et cetera. So, darling, I'm going to let you go ahead, please, and you help us out, start us out on this road.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, I want to just give credit to where we got this article from, and it came from churchgrowth.org. Again, that's churchgrowth.org. And looking at what we believe about people, and when we first come into contact with someone, you know, when we meet people, sometimes we form impressions of who they are without even really getting to know who they are. And so we have to remember that, you know, we are God's children. We although we look different, we sound different, we think different, we're creatively different. We were created by our Father. We all were created by the same Father. And the uniqueness of it is that we all look different. We all sound different. We all creatively different. We think different. That's the uniqueness of how he created us, you know. It's a lot of us out here that he created, and he created us all different. And thinking about it, God is so awesome in everything that he does, you know. He could have decided just to make us all alike. And, you know, making us all alike, there wouldn't be any differences because we all think alike. We all do things the same way. But how boring would that have been if he created us all alike? You know, it wouldn't be any conversations or any – and when I say conversations, like when we hold discussions about different viewpoints, it would all be the same. And so, like, where's the fun in that? Where is the intellectual part of talking to somebody and gleaning from what they've learned and the things that God has given them to share? And so we believe different things about people. But first of all, people are unique beings in all of God's creation. And so what we believe about people is based on the biblical account of the early history of humanity. So contrary to the evolutionary view of origins, the biblical view of people identifies them as unique from animals. The Bible teaches that God created man out of the dust of the ground and gave him life by personally breathing the breath of life into him. And we find that in Genesis 2 and 7. And then later, God made woman from a rib taken from the man's side, Genesis 2, 21 through 22. So I'm a go to Genesis, 2 and 7, and it says, "And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." And so when we look at that scripture, the man was formed from dust. He wasn't formed from anything else. He wasn't formed from a part of an animal. He wasn't formed from a plant. Yes, amen. He wasn't formed from a plant. He wasn't formed from a bug or anything like that, or a fruit. He was formed from the dust of the ground. And then God breathed into his nostrils. God breathed his breath into his nostrils. And then he became a living being. So let's just get a visual picture of that. Imagine that that's you. That's you, that God formed you out of the dust. But let's look more of God breathing into your nostrils, God's breath in your nostrils. That's what's in us. God's breath is in us. That is amazing. Such an awesome thing that I've – and me just talking about this right now is filling me. It's making me realize how much God really loves us, because we inhale his breath. Our body is his breath. And so that we are a part of him just from him breathing into our nostrils. Now, although that was Adam that was being created at that moment, we still carry the breath of God, okay? Because Adam was the first, you know, the first living being, and so because the way that God breathed into his nostrils, that became the blueprint for each human. And so we just thank God for just the unique way in creating us, the unique way that he caused us to be, he caused us to come alive, is from his breath, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Beloved, may I just jump in there for a quick moment, please?
Yes,
and when you told us, you know, to visualize this and so forth, and I visualize the body of Adam, you know, lying there on the ground, you know, as God, you know, dust by dust, you know, grain of dust, putting him together and formed him. And when he finished forming him, Adam could only lay there. He had no life. He was just a pile of dust in the shape of what we know now as man. And that's all he was until God breathed into his nostrils. And then and only then did Adam have life. Then and only then was he able to now to wake up and to function and to use, you know, every limb, every organ in his body, you know, began to work just the way God designed it perfectly, you know, how he designed it. And mind you, all of the animals and anything else on this earth that had breath, God created it with its breath, okay? It's not God breathing like man is, okay? We are lifeless, no good without the breath of God being in us. So when we say that we are nothing without God, we are nothing but a lump of dirt without him and the breath that he breathed in us. We meant so much to him, to God, that he gave us his breath. His breath is what sustains us. And like you said, it's overwhelming. It is overwhelming to know that he created us in that fashion, and to think of how many people will believe that we came from somewhere else. You know, and something else, and so forth and so on. We are here because of the the breath of God being breathed into us. So I just wanted to throw that in there, because when you said visualize it, I got the vision of Adam laying there, lifeless laying there, you know, but God's breath brought life to him. Amen, darling. It's back in your hands. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Amen. Thank you, beloved. Thank you for sharing what you saw, because there are times when we have to visualize things because it brings more of an understanding to the Word of God when we visualize these things. Because sometimes when we're reading the Word, it's like, huh? I know it is for me, and I can't speak for anybody else, but I know at times for me, it's like, huh? Because, you know, I'm trying to understand it with my understanding. And, we can't interpret the Word with our understanding. So we have to ask God for understanding. We have to ask him to show us, you know, what does this mean? Because what I think it means, I'm sure it really does not mean that when it comes to you. So that's very helpful as well.
Amen.
And then it says, later God made a woman from a rib taken from the man's side, Genesis 2:21-22. And it says, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. Okay, so another visual, a rib. You know, we know what ribs look like. If we Google, you know, what do ribs look like, we know what they look like. They are the ribs, so protect the heart and the lungs. And so if God took a rib, right, and then we look at how hard like a rib is, because the ribs are protecting the heart and the lungs. So the ribs are hard, and they're formed in a certain way to protect all of that. So imagine God taking a rib and then creating or forming a woman from that rib. Like, wow, God, like how did you form a woman from that, from the way that a rib looks? Now, we're looking at a rib from, you know, what, because when people, you know, pass away and they do the autopsies and all of that, they get to see what the inside of our bodies look like. And so we're looking at a rib and we can see what a rib looks like. But then we think about God forming and shaping a woman from that bone. It's like, wow. It's another thing that just makes us fall, you know, love God more because of just his uniqueness of the way that he does things. And it's almost like, okay, God, then why didn't you, and we know why after reading the word, but why didn't you take more dust? Like, why didn't you take more dust and just breathe into the nostrils of creating the woman from more dust? Why use a rib? And so when we read the word, you know, it tells us that the woman is to help me. The woman is to help the man. And, you know, so Apostle, you can jump in when you if you need to for this part. But I just wanted to bring that part again of how unique that God has formed us, that he does everything with purpose, and that there are things that we may not understand or why he may have done it that way, but look at how it turned out. And so just even those things that we don't think about every day, of how we were created by our Father, you know, the uniqueness in the way that he created us. And so we give God glory even in that. And so when I think about, when I hear people that say, I don't like myself or I don't love myself, you know, are you really saying that you don't love God? Because we were created in his image. And so I know that some of that upbringing, some of that comes from the way people were hurt in their childhood and talked about and were treated. So I get where that comes from. But we have to remember that God created us, and he created us for a purpose. Apostle, before I go any further, did you want to say anything?
Yes. Looking at the fact that we are created in his, in his image. When something is the image of something, you know, you're similar to that. You have to the original. You have the same properties, but you're not necessarily identical. So, as you know, if we're all made in the image of God, we have something that that shows God in us. We can be identified. Someone can say, truly, that is a child of God, you know, because there's something about us that's like God, and we were made similar to him. He's our Father. We were made similar to him. We weren't made identical to him. And that is, of course, God himself is not a physical being person. He's not a physical person. So we can't look like him physically. And that's something that a lot of people, especially youth, and then as we come up to some adults, when they say we're made in God's image, well, how can I be made in the image of God? I'm black, you're white, you're oriental, and you're this and so forth. God can't be all of those things. That's because you're looking at the casing of who God is, that physical thing, and God is not physical. He is not physical. He is a spirit being, and so are we. So are we. Mm-hmm. But we, again, are made in his image, in his image, and so therefore we have the ability to think like he thinks. We have the ability to make decisions like he makes decisions. He gave us the ability to feel emotionally, to feel with emotion, to act freely. So that is the image of God. You know, when we do those things that are God-like. You know, people will say, you know, that's a Christian, that because they see God in us. So, but then, Tabika, I don't even know if you mentioned it yet or not. I'm sorry, but you know, the image in God, okay, baby, you know, got marred by sin. It got marred by sin, and we still have faculties that we use that are God-like, but sin has caused us not to be the way we used to be, the way we used to be. In fact, I know I tell people that when Jesus, I mean, when God made Adam and Eve in his image, you know, they were perfect. They were perfect. God was perfect. They were perfect, needing nothing, needing absolutely nothing. They didn't sin. They didn't lie. They didn't cheat. They didn't steal. They didn't do any of those things. They were perfect. Unfortunately, sin came into the world, you know, via Satan enticing Eve, who shared, you know, the whole fruit thing with her husband. And so now we have sin. So now when they had children, instead of those children being born in perfection, instead of them being born 100% in the image of God, now they're in the image of man. Now they have man-like character. It's sinful. And that made the difference right there. That made the difference. So the likeness that we have in Jesus Christ, the innocence that we were born into, we were holy, Adam and Eve. You know, we were holy, no sin nature, didn't practice sin. And again, unfortunately, with sin, that fell away. But I love the scripture. Let me see if I can get it here. Here it is. Romans 5:19. For as by one man's disobedience men were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Praise be unto God. It took one man to bring the fall, and one man, praise be unto God, to restore that which was lost. And that is our Savior, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, Abba Father, the only begotten Son, that because of him, because him obeying the will of his Father, we can be restored to our original state. We can be restored. We can be restored, saints of God. And so many of us, you know, we don't believe that we can be restored back into the true likeness and image of God. We are sanctified by him. We are sanctified by him. We are glorified by God. You know, it's awesome. It is awesome when we look at what it is that God has done for us, to us, and with us. And now the thing that I was thinking about here was the fact that when we look at man, and this is like what we believe about people, when we look at man, and Minister Tabika said it, you know, there are times we make judgment calls on people just, you know, taking the first glance at them. We don't get to know them, so we make a judgment call. Sometimes those calls are right. Discernment says, yep, you were right on with that one. They are exactly what you thought. There are other times that we're wrong. There are times also when we are dealing with take one person, and I just had this conversation with someone yesterday. You take one person, and on one side, one day, one sunshiny day, one whatever kind of day it is, this person is like God. They are just so godly, so holy, so loving, so forgiving, so this, that, and the other, and so forth and so on. And later in that day, or take it the next day, you speak to the same person, and every demonic activity that you could think of comes out of this person, and you say, who in the world is this? Where is so-and-so? Where is it? You know, two people. And the person I was talking to yesterday was saying to me, they don't know when they should call a certain person because they don't know who they're going to get on the phone. You know, mm-hmm. because they act in two different ways. And this is what has happened with us in the fall, that we are divided now within ourselves. We are divided. One moment we can be godlike. The next moment, you would think Satan was still our father, that he was still our father. But we have to learn what it is that God has done in us, what he's doing to us and through us, and knowing that what he says we are, that's who we are. And there is a difference between, you know, the physical being and then the soul and the spirit. There is a difference. And so we have to understand the nature of sin in order to understand where some of us, well, each of us, where we're coming from. But as we understand the nature of sin, we have to understand the nature of God. Okay, the nature of God. We can be the kind of people that God made, fantastic creatures. We are the climax of his creation. Do you understand that? We were the climax of his creation. When he created us, he said, this is very good. This is very good. And then we come to the place of where we are today and evil in nature, and we're corrupt in our behavior. And, again, these are not two different people. It's the same person, but coming from two different places in their lives, coming from two different experiences in their lives. There are times when you can be so loving and caring and times when you can be so evil, so evil. But we thank God, you know, again, that he is the answer to our whole situation. He is the answer. God loved us. He saw the mess that we made, but he still made provision for us. He still made provision for us. So, and the thing is, man fell into sin, being influenced by Satan, the same Satan that influenced them. Tempted Jesus, but Jesus did not give in. He did not give in. And saints of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, because Jesus followed through on the mission that he was given by his Father, because of that, and because we have accepted him, and he left us the Holy Spirit to be within us, to empower us to live and to be like Jesus, to be the follower of Jesus, his disciple, the whole nine yards. Because he did that, we can be restored to what God desired us to be. Jesus defeated temptation and sin. He defeated that. And now he lives his life through us. So if he lives us his life through us, beloved, as we go on, as we're being perfected day by day, we will come to that place again where God can look at us and say, well done. This is good. This is good. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Beloved. Thanks again. You are listening to Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. I am your host, Apostle Etta Banks, along with co-host, Minister Tabika Garnes. Praise be unto God. If there's anything that you would like to say, any question, maybe you got an answer. Maybe you've got a different opinion of than what we have and what we're saying here today, please press 1 on your keypad and share what is on your heart. We want to hear from you today. We want to hear from you. Praise be unto God. Okay. Let's see. Christians who love people like God loves people will want to do their best to help others experience the salvation God has provided for their sins. And that is the mission that we all as Christians have, sharing the good news, sharing the gospel, helping others, leading others to Jesus, that they too may be saved, that they would no longer be slaves to sin, no longer slaves to sin. And I know it's hard, it's difficult, let me say it's difficult. It's difficult for people to imagine that they could live a life like Jesus did, that they could live a life like Jesus. Can you imagine yourself speaking over someone and them being delivered from demonic forces? Can you imagine yourself speaking to someone and healing is done just because you spoke the word? Can you imagine yourself doing that? That we have that capability. We have that capability. Can you imagine walking into a room that is people arguing, fussing, and fighting, and so forth, and you walk in, and as soon as you walk in, all of a sudden, all of that mess comes to a hush, and a spirit of peace falls upon that room. That atmosphere completely changes. People stop cussing. They stop arguing with each other. Can you imagine that? And I know it's hard for us to imagine because we are still operating in our 5 senses. We're operating in our human form. But there's a spiritual side of you, beloved. There is a spiritual side of you where the Holy Spirit dwells within you, and you are able to do exactly what it is Jesus had to do. You're able to do it. We are able to do it. And it amazes me. And I haven't conquered it all yet. Okay? I haven't conquered it all. And I say yet because I'm still believing and working towards the day, you know, as the Holy Spirit continues to train me, teach me, and empower me. And my belief factor, my faith and so forth, to the point where, yes, that's going to happen. That's going to happen. Look, Paul, we're just as human as Paul was. And people got saved by touching his garment, healed by the garment. You know, they speak about the handkerchief and all, you know. People got saved or healed. They got healed. Wouldn't you love to go to Johns Hopkins Hospital and walk down a corridor in that hospital and people began to rise up off of deathbeds because you were there? Because you were there. I'm telling you, it's magnificent to be in the image and the likeness of Almighty God. But he said, that's how I made you. That's how I made you. And if we can come out of our natural senses and step over into the spiritual realm and see what God has made us, that we are not limited to, and we have limitations in this physical body. We've got limitations. But in the spirit realm, beloved, awesome. And that eternal life, that's our spirit that's going to go on. These physical bodies are limited. They are going to die. And guess what? judgment has already been passed on this physical body. I think it was in Job where it says, you know, from dust he came and dust he should go back to. The word says that. You know, we're going back to dust. That's what we're going back to physically. But our spirit man is going to live on forever because God is spirit. He's there for eternity, forever. He can't even, you can't box him in any kind of time. And we are spirit as well. And eternally, we shall live. Spiritually, eternally, we shall live. Two different places, but we shall live. You either eternally will live in heaven or eternally you'll live in hell. Depends on who your father is. But you shall live forever. The physical body will die away and return to the very dust that we started out from. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Beloved, do you anything, sweetheart, you want to say? Anything you want to add on to it? And again, saints, the lines are open to you. We just have a few minutes. And, but baby girl, you got anything you want to say?
I just, again, want to piggyback off of being created in his image and likeness. And meaning, again, that he made us similar to him. Where we are not him, we are similar to him. And we don't have we're not all knowing like he is. We're not everywhere at one time like he is.
Right.
We don't definitely know the heart of man like he does. And so, but the fact that we were created in his image and likeness means that we have some of the powers that he has. And so, you know, he uses us for deliverance. He uses us for healing. He works through us for those things. And so we, being an image of him, even when it comes to loving people, in spite of their actions, we still, again, to love those people, don't mean we got to still sit under their abuse or whatever, but we are still to love them. We are still to pray for them. We just don't take prayer away from them because they made us mad or whatever may have happened in the friendship or relationship. Prayer is something that we don't withhold for when they do wrong or when they hurt us or anything of that nature. But just the fact of him, the fact that we were created in his image and likeness, and then he gave us the mind of Christ. He didn't give us the mind of an animal. He gave us the mind, his mind. And so, you know, thinking about how do we really embrace that? Like, what does that really look like? And so in order to know what that really looks like, we have to study. We have to study God. We have to study Jesus's life and the things that God had him to do, and again, through him. And so even though, you know, sometimes people are so religious that they use different parts of the word to benefit them. And so they skew things and throw things out of order and try to use the word to basically bring attention to themselves. And so that's why you have to know the word for yourself. That anybody that's teaching you, you should still know the word for yourself. You should study the word for yourself because you need to know that. You need to know what God says about certain situations. And, yes, we have teachers. We have the body of Christ. We have the fivefold ministry. That still does not take you off the hook for studying yourself. And it says it in the Bible, study to show thyself approved. We are to do that because we need to have that word in our hearts when it's times where we may have to minister to somebody, but we don't have access to our Bibles. So the word of God must be in us. It must be basically burned on our heart and being able to minister to somebody basically at a drop of a dime. Because we will meet people that are hurting. We may meet somebody that one day, and that day they woke up and said, this is the day I'm going to commit suicide. And they may cross your path, and you have to know how to minister to them. And because let me tell you, things don't happen just by coincidence. Like, sometimes we say the things of God are coincidences when it's not. God placed you in that position at that moment to minister to that person. And so knowing his word, knowing his word is what we need. And it's what we are to live by. It's how we are to, you know, live our lives according to his word. Real quick, I just wanted to say one more thing. There have been times when I see people and I'll say, oh, she looks like such and such, or she reminds me of such and such. And then I'll see somebody and I'll say, wow, she has certain, you know, physical characteristics that remind me of me. And so it's funny that times you will come across people that kind of like remind you of yourself in ways. It's very, you know what I'm talking about, Apostle? Like, thinking like, oh, that person, oh, she reminds me of me. And I shared with you the person that reminds me of me. I told Apostle that Jackie Hill Perry reminds me of me in a sense that she's so like relaxed and laid back, and some of the stories that her testimonies, the stories that she tells about, you know, being an introvert and just watching, you know, her coming out of, now I wasn't into homosexuality, but just listening to her testimony of being a lesbian, and how God has transformed her life, and now she's married and has 4 kids, I think. And just listening to, oh my goodness, just listening to her, the way she teaches the word, the books that she has written. Her and her husband have a podcast, and just the dynamic between them two kind of reminds me the dynamic between of my husband and I. And so, like, there are times when we come across people that remind us of ourselves. Amen. I'm done, the pastor.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Well, hoping that today, that when you look at people from here on out, what we believe about people really is going to come from the biblical basis. The biblical basis. We're either going to see them walking as children of God or walking in darkness and in sin. And again, that's going to come from the Word of God. We all have been made again by the same Father. We've been made by God. We have the ability to be Christ-like in our daily life. And I pray that those that contact with you will see the God in you. And I pray that if there's anything in you that is not like God, that you will surrender that even today. You will surrender that unto God and release it. Ask forgiveness for those things that you're doing, saying, thinking, whatever the case may be, that's not God-like. Renounce them and be restored to what it is God wants you to be, so that when people look at you, they can say, yep, he's his father's son. She's his her father's daughter. I can tell because I can see her father or his father in them, and that father will be Abba Father, Abba, God Almighty. Thanks to God, we love you, we honor you, we bless you. In Jesus' magnificent name, go forth and have an awesome, awesome weekend. And know that I love you with all my heart. But no matter how much I love you, know that God loves you more. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.